to briefly discuss the very end of this film, like the actual last plot twist. So again, for the chronically spoilerphobic, tap forward a few minutes or something. Yeah, they kill Superman off in the end of the Doomsday fight, and then make it somewhat obvious he's probably coming back in the final shot.
Yeah, it was a bit silly that. I mean, because like they kill Superman, and like he's obviously not dead. They're not going to kill off Superman in the first film of a franchise that Superman is one of the main pillars of. It was just kind of like, this is just, again, adding some pointless extra drama and emotion to something that's quite hollow and quite shallow.
I think that is what annoyed me about it, to be honest. It's, again, as a comic-y stuff fan, I don't want to get on my high horse too much about pointless, easily reversed deaths, but I think it was just the way that it then gave the movie an excuse after the sturm and drang of that Doomsday fight to then do another few minutes of full bore, look at this. Look at the loud blaring music. Look at the torturous emotions. Everything's turned up to 11, and as a result, you don't care.
Yeah.
It's just that, yeah, the funeral sequence towards the end and everything, I just, yeah. Probably didn't help that the film had just lost me pretty much by then as a result of the Doomsday bits. The part where I was with it and enjoying it was, at that point, a bit of a distant memory, so I wasn't really in a good place for a lengthy time to feel emotions sequence.
Yeah. The kind of most cringeworthy point in the whole thing, possibly, is right at the end, is after they bury Superman with full military honours for, again, reasons passing explanation, despite the fact that, like, about half an hour ago, they were blaming him for blowing up Congress, but apparently he gets a burial with full military honours, and then there's this kind of memorial, and there's a big Superman S, and it says next to it, if you seek his monument, look around you. And what is around it is a monument, which is, again, it's just pretentious waste of time. The quote, if you seek his monument, look around you, is in St. Paul's Cathedral. It's the memorial for Sir Christopher Wren. The point is that the memorial to Sir Christopher Wren's life is the beautiful buildings that he designed and built, mainly St. Paul's Cathedral in London. I mean, this is what I really don't like about this Batman vs. Superman film, is that it thinks it's a lot cleverer than it is. It's like, kind of, we've got a monument with, if you seek his monument, look around you, because that's something vaguely intelligent I heard once, but I've completely misunderstood. And it's just like, you know, if you made a film that didn't try to be clever and didn't try to be pretentious, you'd have probably ended up with quite a good film that people would look at and say, oh, there's something interesting going on here. But you've made a film that has stamped all over it, this is high art, this is really interesting, this is really deep. But when you look at it, you know, in any way, you just see how shallow and quite dull it is.